Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Pastor Bob. I'll be leading you in service today. It's good to see enough hearty souls out here that brave the cold weather. It was a little chilly this morning, so. Although I do hire my sidewalk, my neighbor does it, so I just hire him to come and clean it off. So that's kind of nice. Let's begin with the hymn, 10,000 Reasons, in the reusable song sheet section. Bring Jesus into our midst. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing. He is the source of our life in Jesus Christ. Let us go to the throne of God's grace, confessing our sins and asking His mercy for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot repay God for our offenses, but He has given us His only Son to pay for every sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Please turn to Psalm 15 in the hymnal. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right,
and speaks truth in his heart,
who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things, or go ahead.
He who does these things shall never be moved.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continue on with the Kyrie. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the churches of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who in faith, piety, and the fear of God offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, pity, and defend us, O God, by your grace.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Old Testament reading for today is taken from Micah chapter 6. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the indictment of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has an indictment against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent you before Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, all nations.
Extol him, all peoples.
For great is his steadfast love toward us. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Bring an offering and come into his courts.
The epistle lesson is taken from 1 Corinthians. Through wisdom it pleased God. Excuse me a second. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing. On the second page there. But to us who are being saved is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks wisdom. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus.
God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let one who boasts, boast in the Lord.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our verse today, Alleluia, blessed are the poor in spirit.
For there is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia.
Please rise for the gospel. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain. When he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit.
For there is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek.
For they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful.
For they shall receive mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
For they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
For they shall be called sons of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and others utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated for the second hymn.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on this very beautiful but cold day in Minnesota. Wouldn't it be nice to have Jesus as a coach? So as you walk life's paths and you come to a fork in the road, you could ask him, Jesus, should I take the left or should I take the right path? Or should I just go backwards? What path should I take? And then he would point us in the correct direction. And if we stumble and fall and hurt ourselves, he could pick us up and heal us and put us back on our feet. Yes, Jesus would make a great life coach, wouldn't he? In our lesson for today, Jesus gives the people in the crowd and his disciples and us listening today, it's a great coaching lesson. The lesson is called the Sermon on the Mount. It's one you should all be familiar with. Like a great play, the Sermon on the Mount is best experienced when it's not overanalyzed. It's best experienced when you simply listen and enjoy his teachings. And when you do, you'll discover it has a lesson for everyone. Let's see if we can find the lesson hidden in it for us today. A sentence where you feel Jesus is talking directly to you. The sermon begins in Matthew, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Some of the people that Jesus was talking to were poor in spirit. They had been looking forward to seeing the kingdom of God for thousands of years, yet it never seemed to arrive. And so the people did what they're supposed to do. They sacrificed animals for their sin. They lived under the harsh laws that were Jewish and even harsher laws that were German or Roman. I guess Germans have some harsh laws too, don't we? At the same time, they wondered, would the Messiah ever come in their lifetime? They wondered if someone would come and save them from the burden that they carry. To them, Jesus says, "Follow me, and I will give you access to God's kingdom, a kingdom free of man's rules." Next, Jesus looked around and saw that people were hurting. He saw that people worked long hours for little pay. He saw those who were slaves or those who lost a loved one to a disease or accident or just maybe old age. He told them that if they followed him, they would be comforted. And finally, he looked up and he saw the meek and the gentle people in the crowd. And instead of saying, "You should toughen up. You need to deal with your issues," Jesus is different. He tells them, "Blessed are the meek." Now that definitely wasn't something they were expecting to hear from him. And then Jesus says, "For in one some day," he said, "you will inherit the earth." Wow. Roman society was probably a lot like our society today. Those who are meek usually ended up on the bottom of the pile. The meek got beat up, they got taken advantage of. Like I said, the same is true in our society today. The upcoming Super Bowl game is a good example. In fact, if a team is meek, it probably won't be the one who will win the game. No, the game will go to the team who is probably the least meek, the most aggressive, the strongest, the one driven hardest to succeed. However, Christ tells the crowd that in his kingdom, things are different. The winners are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They are the merciful. They are pure in heart. They are the peacemakers. They are the meek. Then to paraphrase, he says that If you do these things, yes, things will still not be easy. If you follow me, you'll be persecuted. People will utter all sorts of vile things against you. Yet Christ asks us to live our lives as meek, peaceful peacemakers. It's not an easy thing to do in today's Super Bowl world. But when we do, we will discover that some of life's curses, yes, they will remain. And some illnesses still have no cure. And some conflicts may be beyond our resolution. We'll also discover some hidden blessings. Because when we follow Christ, some walls of conflict that we don't expect to come down will come down. And some healing prayers may be answered. And some justice may emerge from oppression. My job as a pastor is to simply speak these words of comfort to you today, to walk beside you in your difficulty, and also to walk beside you in your blessings. But most of all, my job is to simply tell you to trust in Jesus, who died on the cross for your sins, and listen to his words, and finally point you to the future, when Christ will come again and bring with him his kingdom. Paul tells us in the epistle lesson for today, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak to shame the strong. My advice to you, listen to Coach Jesus, believe in his promises, and when you do, your heart will soften. You'll be able to show mercy to those around you, even if they don't deserve it, especially if they don't deserve it. Amen. We'll continue on with the catechism. It's the fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? What is meant by daily bread? Continue on with the prayer of the church. Let us pray for all people who call out to God in their distress, for our brothers and sisters who are poor in spirit because of outside oppression or personal problems, that God would remind them of their heavenly citizenship. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who mourn, including today, we pray for the family of Darlene Larson, who went to be with the Lord. We pray for Loy Spees, who's been at home in hospice, and Karen Thompson, who's waiting for a kidney, Bev Schroeder, Margaret Schwarz, Judy Graper, Gary Ross, as they continue to recover, and Fern Seawald, who continues to recover from an operation. We pray for Tony Jolink, who continues to recover. We pray for Cindy Kuschel, who's undergoing care for a rare blood disease. We also pray, Lord, for Pastor Leslie and his family, Tim Andre, Dixie Flitter, who are undergoing treatment, and for all who are recovering from COVID-19. For Christians everywhere, especially in places of war and persecution, for those who flee violence and hatred, we pray, Lord, for everyone in Ukraine and Russia,
that by their faith in Christ's resurrection, they would be comforted. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are meek as they thirst for righteousness, that God would raise up local and national leaders to provide security and justice for all. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who reflect the mercy of God as they tend to the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of those under their care, that God would give them wisdom and strength. Let us pray to the Lord. For ourselves, in every difficulty, that God would remind us of Christ having done in the stead all that he calls us to do, let us pray to the Lord. In grateful thanksgiving, we rejoice this day and look forward to the reward our Savior has won for us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory with your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We'll continue on with the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who not only lived a life of perfect obedience, but did it in our stead, so that we might be free from all that would separate us from the eternal joy that you have graciously promised. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. Grant us faithfully to eat this body and drink this blood as he bids us to do in his own testament. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner, after the supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Please rise for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Please be seated. The body of Christ given to you for the forgiveness of your sins.
Oh, Let us pray. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that you have again assured us of sins forgiven in this sacrament. Grant us to know your accompanying presence as we leave, so that strong in faith, our thoughts, words, and deeds will reflect your great love and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Peace and serve the Lord. Amen. I think they're having a voters meeting following the service. If you haven't heard about that, you might want to come in and grab a donut and attend the meeting. So. Oh, we're also having a meal. Okay. Well, I won't miss a meal. Thank you. God's blessing.
Thanks for helping, Andrew.
Thank you.